Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. This is the very first Friday Blitz. So Blitz being a reference to sport karate, to the number one scoring technique in sport karate in the world, in England, in Europe, in Ireland, in America. Basically you charge in and you do a back fist and you do a reverse punch at the same time before your opponent gets to do a defensive sidekick or anything else on you. So it's the number one scoring technique, Blitz. Because it's very fast. So this is the Friday Blitz. It's basically a 5-minute Friday. So we're going to be coming at you twice a week from now on. And the Friday one will be a fairly short one. Hopefully only 5 minutes. I've got the clock there, but I'll probably run over 5 minutes, knowing me, if I do a little bit of waffling. But basically what it's about today is, are you better than your old self? Are you better than your old self? It's going to be a question every Friday and something for you to contemplate on and for you to think about. You should be better than your old self. So a self-limiting belief is that I am who I am. Stop trying to change me. This is me. You'll just have to accept who I am. But if you're saying the same thing when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, when you're 50, when you're 60, and you can't actually say to yourself that I am actually better than my old self, something is definitely going wrong. You should be learning. We're goal-achieving, learning organisms. We're human beings who should be improving and developing as we go along. You need to embrace change. If you're going to adopt more success into your life, then you 100% need to embrace change and be willing to continue your self-education, continue striving forward. And the only way that you're going to do that is being adaptable. So you remember in the past, jobs were for life. You got the one job, you studied, you got your degree, you got the one job and you stuck with that job for life. And everything is changing so much now. People are changing jobs. I think the statistic is every 5 years on average throughout your lifetime. We're upskilling, we're reskilling. So embracing change and improving on our old self should be something when you actually look at the timeline in your life. And I don't care if age is a factor. I don't care if you're a little bit older and you're looking back and go, well, I'm not better than my older self. My older self was more flexible, or my older self was fitter. If that's what you think, if you think your older self was fitter, you should be concentrating on your fitness right now. Because myself, for example, I brought up flexibility. I'm not as flexible as I was when I was younger. So I have to practice a little bit more flexible, a little bit more flexibility. But I certainly am stronger. I certainly am more strategic. I certainly don't use wasted energy and wasted motion that I would have in the past when I was sparring or training. I am a little bit sneakier. I have more techniques. And I have to be a little bit smarter. So I'm definitely better. So while I might not be quick, although I would like to think, the ego would like to think that I haven't lost too much speed, but realistically I probably was a little bit faster and I probably was a little bit more flexible. But overall, as I said, with strength and with technique, I do think I'm physically a better version of myself than my old self. And certainly from an experience point of view, I'm a hell of a lot ahead. Someone said to me the other day that they wouldn't go back to being 21 again. This person was in and around 50. So I was surprised to hear it and I was delighted to hear it. They said they wouldn't thank you for being 21 again. And I absolutely understand that. If you're happy and you're content with your progress and you feel that you have advanced or you have gained a lot of experience and you've left a lot of mistakes in your past and you've learned from all those mistakes in your past, you've looked at them, you're very self-aware and you've continued to educate yourself and surround yourself with more positive people, then absolutely, why would you want to go back to your 20s if you're in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s or your 60s or your 70s or your 80s or your 90s, just in case of any older podcast listeners. So absolutely, have a look at your life, have a look at your timeline. If you think that you're not a better version of yourself now, have a look at that, have a think of it. What areas are we talking about? Definitely read more Definitely associate yourself with people who make you feel good about who you are, or who have similar goals, or have the same kind of a subject matter interest as you have. So to attract success, more success into your life, this is something that you're going to have to look at, and you're going to have to embrace change. So I hope when you do look at it, you will see that mostly the areas of your life, you are actually a better version of yourself. If you're not, come on, let's get it done. Let's get down to it. Get your pen and paper out. Write a plan, stick to the plan, let's do it. I would love to hear what you think. This will be coming at you the Friday Blitz, obviously. No prizes for guessing every Friday, but the normal podcast, the normal Success Sensei podcast, will keep continuing to get to your inbox if you've subscribed every Wednesday, the blog, the vlog, and the podcast. So coming at you twice a week. Hopefully you don't get sick of listening to me or hearing from me. By the way, I've gotten, actually, in the last week, amazing feedback came out of the blue from a few different people. Some of it caught me by surprise. It was extremely positive, to the point of actually humbling me and shocking me and re-motivating me to continue with this path. Not that I needed much motivation, because this is something that I want to be doing anyway. This is a legacy that I want to be leaving, because I feel I need to video so to record it. So it serves several purposes for myself. But it was definitely nice to get the feedback, because it's great to hear that people are actually enjoying it and benefiting from it. So I'm not just actually waffling. I would love to hear what you think. I would love to see reviews, subscribes, comments. I haven't said it to you for a couple of podcasts. So please, if you're listening, I need your input. It takes a crowd to attract a crowd. And I think that people think that you don't count. If you're listening to this, or if you're watching this and you think that you don't count, you're wrong. If you're listening to it and you're watching it, I definitely need your input. It's kind of like someone at the scene of an accident. Each person thinks that somebody else has already called the ambulance, so they think it's no need for them to call the ambulance, so the ambulance never actually gets called. It's exactly the same with a podcast. You're there listening and you're watching, and you think that your opinion or your review or your share or your like doesn't matter, and you couldn't be more wrong. It absolutely does, and I appreciate all input. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.